Welcome again today. We're here in full class of Kenneth Copeland Bible College. That still has a strange ring to me. My name on a Bible college. Well, glory to God. I didn't start this. Jesus did. Amen. He knew this before the foundation of the world, and he knew you'd be sitting right here. Amen. Praise God. And I want to put something else on there. There are those that should be here right now, and they are not. But then that's his business, not mine. Praise God. So, open your Bibles with me to the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians first. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called. Wherewith you are called. He's writing this to the whole church at Ephesus. So everybody there is called to do something. No such thing as a Christian is not called. No such thing as anyone born on this planet that is not called of God to do something. Yes. Amen. Amen. And I want to touch on this while I'm talking about it. That's not white. It's kind of red, ugly, brown, spotted up, looking mess. That has nothing to do with anything.
That's right. That's
true. It has to do with the way people react and respond according to the Lord or the devil. There are churches that I am not welcome in. Not because of the color of my skin, but because of what I preach. They don't want me in there. In fact, that's the reason the Lord instructed me years ago. He said, I can't expand your ministry any further. Of course, this is over a period of time, but I can tell it in a few seconds. This has to do with Christian chain of command. I said, why? He said, you're too high-tempered. Really? He said, someone criticizes you. And he said, first thing you do is just fly off the handle and get mad. Well, he was right. And he said, if you want my perfect will for you, don't read about yourself in print ever again, good or bad. Mm-hmm. Especially the good, because you have a tendency to remember that. That's the reason. I don't want to know what people post about me, and I'm not about to post anything. I'm not going there. I don't want to know it. Now they post things about wishing Gloria a happy birthday or me a happy birthday. That's fine. Kelly or somebody can tell me about it. I'm not going to read it. I can't, but there was a man walked up to me with a big smile on his face. And this is really the bottom line of this. Chain of command now, remember? And he walked up, big smile on his face, and grabbed me by the hand. And while he was smiling, he said, Copeland, I've never heard anybody rape the scriptures like you did today. And turned around and walked off. Well, the first thing I want to do is spank him. Made me mad. And then I kept thinking what I should have said. And then what I shouldn't have said. And so I had to live with that guy for a while. And he's gone. He don't care. I had to forgive him and forget and pray to God that he heard something that woke his spirit up. Let me change that. Awakened his spirit. I don't want it woked up. It is sad to me how people can butcher up a fine word, but that's not my business either. I just refuse to use it. So the judgment doesn't happen when you don't know it. I don't want to hear it. So there are people calling me a lot of stuff. Well, God bless them. I didn't hear it, so it didn't bother me. Amen. But one of the things that comes close to infuriating me, and I know it does God, hurts his heart, is to be judgmental about little stuff. And the problem with Christians, they major in minors. In the whole scheme of things, water baptism is minor, not major. It is appropriate and should be preached, but not every Sunday. But then that's not my business, is it? Can you see? I can't judge somebody for that. That's what God's called them to do. And thank God for the Baptist. I'm telling you, the people that they've caused to be born again, I just thank God that I found out that Joe Stewart, CEO of Central Flying Service, was an ordained Baptist preacher. And he is such a sweet friend, and he married Gloria and me in his living room. Gloria, on the Friday the 13th, about 8 o'clock in the evening. And I swore before God to take care of her. And I remember, I told Gloria, I said, I'm going to go talk to your dad. I said, after all, he introduced us. So I went to Blevins and sat down there in the living room. And Gloria was right here. Mary was here. And Gloria's dad, Wallace, was right here. And I noticed this little head kept peeking around. And Mary said, Kenneth, I'll ask you only one thing. I said, yes, ma'am. Take care of my little girl. I said, yes, ma'am, I will. And I kept looking. This little head kept popping around. It was Gloria's sister, Jan. And she is now in this ministry in the finance department. Now, Mary was pregnant with Missy, so we always know how old Missy is. She's the same age as Gloria and my anniversary. Sweet things. But God had a plan. He didn't plan for me to be in the airplane business, but I had to know how to fly in order to get to Oral Roberts University, to get connected with him. I'm talking about God's eternal plans, his judgment. Now, in the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Now, hey, that should come under the Christian chain of command, that to keep unity and the bond of peace. Why? There has to be order. There is one body, one Spirit, even as you are called in the hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, which has three parts, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. He is top of the chain of command. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of the Anointed One and his anointing. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now he that ascended, what is it that also he descended first into the lower parts of the earth? And any person that takes upon him or herself to appoint apostles and so forth, you don't qualify. You didn't first descend into the lower parts of the earth. But by the leadership of the Spirit, one can separate, like Brother Hagin did, where I was concerned. Well, then I had to learn from him what the prophet's ministry is all about, because I love to teach. I'm still learning. And I've just picked up on some things here recently that are a great blessing to me. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens that he might fulfill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, which is the work of the ministry, for the edifying or the building up of the body of Christ. Now, if he ever needed that, he needs that today. He hadn't changed, so we must. Isn't that good? Our commander-in-chief never changes. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect or mature man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working of the measure of every part, maketh the increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. That's the reason I have no business criticizing Keith Moore in the way he pastors those two churches. Amen.
Amen.
That's not my business. It's my business to love him. If I wonder about something, I go ask him. He has called me and asked me certain things. About what do you think about what we've been saying about this? And I've told him, well, here's what I believe the Lord said about it. Yeah, well, yeah, okay. Discuss that between us. He didn't go to the church and say, well, what do you think about what Brother Copeland said about substance? No. That would mean that he'd sit in judgment over me. Decently and in order. He and I discussed that. We've discussed tithing before. We've discussed a lot of things. Keith is a very, very wise man. Very calm individual. He taught the whole week of increase on meekness. Oh. Where'd he get it? Jesus said, learn of me. That's what the commander said. Learn of me. I am meek and low of heart. What does that mean? Very humble.
Yes. Amen.
Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Now, we're right here now. All of this, there's a lot of criticism in here. But it's corrective criticism. Now watch this. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. He just called somebody ignorant. Ignorant. But I'm from Texas. It's ignorant. didn't he? No. He used that as an example because they had been Gentiles and ignorant of the things of God. They did a lot of things that they didn't pay any attention to. Put off concerning the former conversation, the former manner of life, the old man, you do it, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Change your mind about these things. And how do you do it? Well, you carry the letter around with you. He didn't know he was writing a book in the New Covenant. So what do? You carry the letter around with you and you read it and you read it and you read it and you change your mind. Or you renew the spirit of your mind. Put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness or right standing with God and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil. You better get rid of this before sundown. Wherever it is, you better get rid of that. Don't go to sleep with this in your heart. Particularly now I'm ministering to somebody because Brother Hagin ministered to a young man like this. Now I've ministered to those that had seizures, but he told this young man, he said, when you go to sleep at night, don't you let fear of having another seizure, he'd been delivered from this, don't you allow fear of a seizure to get on your mind before you go to sleep. You go to the Word. You go to the Scripture. You go to sleep on that Scripture where you were delivered. Wow. Isn't that good? Where did that come from? A prophet with experience. That was a word from God. Amen. And he obeyed that command. What did Jesus say in that Last Supper? Who is it that loves me? He that loves me will obey my command. Now, this is the 14th chapter. In the 13th, he said, I just got through saying the new commandment is love. He that loves me obeys my command. My Father will love him, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Amen. Well, God loves everybody, but everybody's not keeping the command of love. So here we're back to the chain of command again. And this book is command order. This book has command authority.
Yes.
So it needs to be first place and final authority in a Christian life. And to find out about it, you're going to have to study it and read it.
Yes.
And live in it and allow it to live in you.
Yes.
Praise God.
Praise
God.
God.
So let's continue here now. Oh, if only Christian people knew this. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor working with his hands so that he can buy food for his family and should. No! That's not what the commander said. That's not orders. So go back to your orders. Look up your orders and read your orders and find out what we're supposed to do. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needs. 99%, I would say, of Christian people don't know what a job is about. Well, you know, I got to pay the rent and da-da-da-da-da, you're a tither. Oh, yeah, Brother Copeland, I tither. Why are you working? To have to give to him that needs. changes your entire motive. And we're out of time again today. Amen. We'll be back in just a moment. Hallelujah.
My name is Jamal Ekwueze-Holly, and I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
My name's Ogo Ekwueze-Holly, and I'm also from Brooklyn, New York.
Well, we first heard about KCBC on the Victory Channel. We kind of got plugged in around 2019, 2020. And our journey here, the Lord kind of spoke to us separately about going to Bible college. And it's something that had been on our hearts since before we got married. But with small children, we thought it'd be put off probably until they went to college. I heard, and when I spoke to her, my wife, she had also heard separately, and that began the journey.
My parents have been partners with the ministry for years, so I kind of grew up on the ministry. And we go to the conventions in Birmingham in England. So it was so neat, and I always had a dream to go to Bible college. So it was so neat to move to America, get married, and end up in the Bible college 20, 30 years later. And then one day, he was like, you know, I think we should think of going to Bible. I'm like, yes, Lord, let's go. And so we packed up and left New York.
Yeah.
It's because we were so focused and we knew we'd heard, everything else just seemed to pale in comparison.
Yeah.
So we did end up having to put a house, you know, up for sale, and there were all those things, but we didn't even care.
Yeah.
We were just trying to get here.
We have three small children at home. So just balancing life and both of us being full-time students, it's been fun, but it's been a journey, you know, and it's just been the grace of God that we're able to do it and we're enjoying it.
I remember the first week or first 2 weeks, I'd say were probably the hardest weeks of my life, I would say, to be honest with you. From years back, began experiencing some symptoms of sickness that towards the end of it would cause me to kind of lose consciousness. And I knew the Lord said, if you can get to KCBC, you're gonna find the fullness of your answer. I was getting a lot of relief, but I hadn't seen the full manifestation. So the first week of being here, it was hard to go to bed. I would just hear, you're not gonna make it. Just drop out now. Waking up early, the somewhat anxiety of being back at school. I have a law degree, so why would I, a few years later, come back to college, right? And all those fears would just kind of push in my mind. So that with the first few weeks were very, very hard, very hard. I'm thinking, would I make it? What if I pass out in class? And all these weird thoughts, but I've been healed. Within the first 3 months, the symptoms began to just drop off. So I got what I came to get, and I know there's more to that. I knew the scriptures, and I gave my life to the Lord at 7 years old, spoke in tongues at seven. But it took coming here to come to a deeper revelation of who I am as a daughter of God, the love of God. I didn't expect that when I was coming here. I thought I would learn about faith. And that's what I thought was the missing piece in seeing the full manifestation of my healing. But God knew that I just had to know that I was a daughter. Most people come because they want to come into a deeper revelation of love. And we've seen it. After 2-3 weeks, you could see students, literally, their appearance was different. People were standing upright. You could see a glow because there's a presence here and there's an anointing here.
We believe there's a call to business and ministry on our lives. And as far as ministry, we believe there's a call to family, to minister to the family as a whole. And I think one of the ways that's translating currently is a lot of what we learn in the classroom, we go home and teach to our children.
Yes, yes.
You know, and they're young. Our oldest is 8 and we have 6-year-old twins, but we're teaching it to them now. And when we start to see them make the connections,
yeah,
and then you start seeing these things manifest in their life, that just, in my mind, solidifies that call to family ministry. KCBC is like a launching pad.
Yeah.
You know, it's a place for you to come, and we thank God for the founder, Kenneth Copeland, but you're getting the opportunity to take what he's learned over 50 years. It's been condensed down into a 2-year crash course.
Yes.
to build that foundation, get you grounded, and then, you know, by the time you leave here, you will know what your purpose is.
Yeah.
And it launches you out. And Brother Copeland says this all the time. You know, he says that what he's learned, he's teaching us so we can go out and preach it to the world.
The Word of God is full of power. It created the universe. It separates life from death and light from darkness. It is the ultimate and final authority. Get the Integrity of God's Word package, which includes the Integrity of God's Word MP3 teaching and study guide by Kenneth Copeland, and learn to release the power of God's Word. The words you speak are like containers that carry power. Just like God used His faith to speak creation into existence, you can apply your faith in His Word to create a life of victory. Learn to live above the pressures of this life. When you make the Word final authority in your life, fear will bow every time. Invest time in the Word. Listen to the Holy Spirit and expect to receive revelation knowledge you need for every situation in life. Speak it out in faith and experience the integrity of God's Word. Request your free copy of Integrity of God's Word package, available at kcm.org.uk/TV special, or when you call 01225-787-310. Build an unshakable life on the Word that is always accurate, timely, and pertinent, and is filled with the power of God to change your world. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
So always remember that motive is everything. We need to know what God's motive is through His book, His orders. And we walk in that chain of command to accomplish His purpose, His motive. Amen.
Amen.
So we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and all the class here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. God loves you. We love you. And Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, amen.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help you grow spiritually and live in victory every day. Feed your spirit with God's Word. Go to kcm.org.uk to watch or download the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Read faith-based content in the Believer's Voice of Victory interactive magazine or in our daily devotional, From Faith to Faith. All available to you free. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.